say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the
gentlemen, we're going to have Alex Jones coming up in studio in just a minute. If you get a doc cam here, I've got stacks and stacks of news. It is the 40-hour live special, so we've got great guests coming up as well. Gavin McGinnis, Deanna Lorraine, the War Room extended to a four-hour broadcast as part of the Save America Money Bomb, Infowars.com/Money Bomb for more information. And in the fourth hour, Outlaw Morgan will be joining me. We also, I guess we're just going to have phone lines open for the entire 40-hour broadcast because the callers that couldn't get through to the Alex Jones show are on the line. And we will be taking your calls here on the War Room. So the lines are already full up. As we are now into, boy, I was never good at math. We'll just say we're well into now the Save America InfoWars Money Bomb. Go to Infowars.com/Money Bomb to be a part of it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to be a part of it. Go to 2020ElectionCenter.com, share the links. Go to band.video to be a part of it. Share the stories at Infowars.com. This is our time, not just myself or the crew or Alex Jones or everybody here at InfoWars, but you listening, you receiving this transmission. This is our time to declare a victory. This is our time to have a massive victory over the censorship, over globalism, over modern day liberalism, which is regressivism in the form of progressive. Ism, over all the lies of the mainstream news, we have our victory today and tomorrow as part of the Save America InfoWars Money Bomb. So folks, I'm going to be saying it a lot. Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Imagine like in a game where you have to get to the next checkpoint to get more time or to get more fuel. That's where we're at. Fuel our tanks so that we can hit the next 10 checkpoints.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
By InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 4 hours. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones. We're going to be joined by Gavin McGinnis. We're going to be joined by Deanna Lorraine. We're going to be joined by Outlaw Morgan. We're going to be joined by you on the phone lines. And I'm just going to skip any monologuing, and I'm not going to wax poetic here. I'm just going to get straight to all this news I have on my desk before our great guests coming on, including Alex Jones in the next segment. But ladies and gentlemen, wow, is all I can really say. Every once in a while, I'll get a little sentimental here on air, a little nostalgic. But to be here today, to be in the fourth year of the InfoWars War Room, and to be a part of this major victory at InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb is just amazing. And I hope that you out there in the audience are excited about this. I hope that you out there in the audience, part of the InfoWars team out there in the audience, part of the crew, part of our lifeblood, our air, everything. I hope that you guys are about excited as I am for this. And if I don't see it, it's weird because I was excited all day about it. But then it's like I get on air and it's like, okay, it's like business now. But man, it's amazing, folks. They really thought they'd have us up air, off air. They really thought Alex Jones would be gone. They really thought Owen Schroyer would be shut up or in jail. No. No, we're still here. We're going to be live. We're going to be live all night long, tonight and tomorrow, at InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. There's a lot of video games that are racing games that you play. You have to get to the checkpoint to get more time to keep racing or get more gas to keep racing. That's the InfoWars analogy that I want you to think about today. Now, it's kind of like you get to the checkpoint when you're on E. You get to the checkpoint with 1 second left. That's been our operations pretty much all year. I mean, I won't go into detail here, but with this money bomb and with some of the other stuff going on behind the scenes, if we are massively successful, if you go and financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com or directly at InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb, you will fill us, you will put more time on the clock, you'll put more fuel in the tank to get us to 10 more checkpoints. And the reason why the Money Bomb is so key, because let me explain another thing here. We sell the top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, the top-rated water filters, air filters, emergency food supplies. And it's as cheap as you can get, and the margins are so small, we don't make much money. So we'd really have to sell a million things in a month to have big capital coming in. We'd rather take the small return and then have you as a repeat customer and operate that way. But that has small margins. That's how you end up with 1 second on the clock when you get to the checkpoint every time. But when you go to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb and you donate as a sponsor, $10, $20, $50, that goes directly to the operation. Now, we love selling products. That's why we do it. We love our supplements. I love our supplements. I take our supplements. I promote the supplements, but small margins, small returns. When you donate as a sponsor, that's like full return, ladies and gentlemen. So I thank you in advance. I thank you for everything you've done to keep us here. I thank you for everything you've done to give me a platform, one of the most censored men in the world. And I want you to be a part of this victory with us. Get us to the next 10, 20, 30 checkpoints by going to Infowars.com/moneybomb. Okay, now let's get to this news, and I'm going to be as diligent as possible with as much time as I can get here to cover the news, plus your phone calls and all the great guests. But first, and I don't even know if these are in any particular order. In fact, it may be from most recent to the least recent. And hey, will you make sure that you got all the tweets that I sent you from President Trump too? I just want to make sure that they're all in here. The last one, they are. We're good. The last one is this one right here. Can't believe these con men are not yet being prosecuted. Just make sure that's the last one. Is that the last one I sent you? Yes. Okay. Thank you. Literally just coordinating with the crew here live on air, folks. We do everything live. Okay. Here are the, to me, I mean, call it bombshell, call it whatever you want. Just massive gravity, massive veritas, massive momentum. It's everything that we need to be seeing to change the tide. Here are the latest tweets from President Trump to recent to, I believe, last night. Wow. Now do something about this. The biggest of all political scandals in history. Biden, Obama, and Crooked Hillary led this treasonous plot. Treasonous plot. Biden shouldn't be allowed to run, got caught. Now, remember, Biden is under investigation in Ukraine right now. And there are ongoing investigations in his involvement in the Russia hoax in the United States. So he actually may be indicted before the election happens. Again, from President Trump. Now that the radical left Democrats got caught cold in the non-friendly transfer of government. In fact, they spied on my campaign and went for a coup. We are entitled to ask the voters for 4 more years. Please remember this when you vote. So
but
again,
Biden's got a fair time. He's about to come on.
So again, though, there's President Trump. First, he says treason. Then he says coup. He's telling you what really happened. Again, President Trump, they went for a coup, almost destroyed our country. You had the right president at the right moment. Current voters, remember this when you vote. Again, coup. The Democrats tried to destroy our country. He's telling you what's really going on. Trump again talks unity. He's talking about Biden. Biden talks unity, but illegally spied on my campaign and much worse, a coup. Too late for the nice talk, Sleepy Joe. Again, for President Trump. Where are all of the arrests? This is in response to the latest news about Hillary Clinton running the coup. Where are all of the arrests? Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? Long-term sentences would have started 2 years ago. Shameful. So now he's saying that Hillary, Biden, Obama need to be arrested. And then, of course, can't believe these con men are not yet being prosecuted.
This is definitely Trump going into high gear right now.
What do you make of all that, Alex?
Well, I'm glad to be here with you on the transmission, and I'm glad to have Biden on the show with us.
He's an honored guest now, regular. That's mini Biden, though.
The real Biden's in the studio. You know, I want to get serious right now. I appreciate you letting me come in and crash your show. But I promise to go to all these callers that are patiently holding. But the whole thing you're covering is exactly what's going on. You know the New York Times. This is a big gamble for them. And people know what this means. It's not just some lone article. The New York Times has come out and said we need a UN coup against Trump.
You know, and what's wild about this too, Alex, is I looked into this guy. He doesn't, I mean, he's one of those syndicated columnists, but he usually writes for The Atlantic. So this is some elite libtard.
I told you, The Atlantic is always where they come up with their coup plots.
But the reason why I think it's significant that you're saying out of the New York Times, because that's like their beacon of, like, that's like their transmission to their deep state.
Yeah, they cook it up at The Atlantic and then they go operational.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're getting ready to say the UN needs to be brought in. We'll say it's for COVID. We'll say it's for unrest, whatever. And then it's, okay, no, the UN needs to stay and get Trump out of office. And I think that they're...
Yeah, they need international legitimacy when they have the secession that they talked about a few months ago in the New York Times with John Podesta. If Trump wins and doesn't concede, they will then have states secede, have the UN claim those states are legitimate at the UN. So that's what's being prepared, my friend.
See, here's their problem is Trump is too smart for them. They made their move too early. Trump has already got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, total BS. He got us out of the TPP. Imagine Trump, in response to this, says, you know what? We're done. We're out of the UN.
No, I agree. No, that needs to happen now. That's the answer. How do we counter this? Because it means they're going to go with this playbook. They'd already prepared this with strong cities, run by the UN, the attacks on the police departments. This is a plan. We have the blueprints. This only vindicates us. Let's come back and take the calls. Then we will hit this news, and I'll let you take over the transmission. But Joe Biden is here with us right now.
Don't have too much fun with Joe. He gets a little creepy.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. But if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law, and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
guru. Infowars.com/show.
All right, Alex, try to stay serious. I know we've got Joe Biden lurking behind you and Mini Joe here in studio with us. Hey, by the way, we're going to have live coverage of the vice presidential debates tonight. I know Alex will be in studio. I'll come in for post-debate coverage as well. It's all part of the InfoWars Money Bomb, infowars.com/moneybomb. Alex with me here in studio. We're going to take some of your phone calls.
Yes, I'm just blessed that these callers, Noah, Greg, Josh, Jeff, Mark, Joey, David, Matthew, and Taylor Hill. Let's just get to those. And then when I come on tonight, 7 o'clock Central, the hour before the debate, I'll lay out this. But we already know this. We already know about the UN, world government, strong cities, 7277. We all know it, okay? But they're announcing in the New York Times, America may need international intervention when the states secede and the Democrats don't go with the election results. This is world government. So the fact that they've thrown their lot in with the international globalist, it's a big victory. I see it as a big victory if we make a big deal about it. They hope to put this out and just hope we don't make a big deal about it. Like, oh, the UN's suddenly part of our election. No, you're not part of our election.
Yeah, it's like a slow drip where Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, you know, a year ago and more saying, oh, form a crowd, you know, get in their faces. Don't let them go to businesses. Don't let them do this. And now here you are. It's finally metastasized and they're rioting and forming crowds. And I mean, they're going into people's backyards.
Well, we know nothing about this.
Yeah. And it's like, oh no, Antifa doesn't even exist.
But I mean, yeah, they just want to legitimize the UN. So they're hoping they like kind of, oh, here, the UN's going to run things now.
And then it's like, oh, the UN's not here, but there's literally UN trucks driving around and blue helmets and everything.
Yeah, and then the strong cities is where the UN takes over your police department. So that when you shoot somebody, the media doesn't make a big deal.
And they've already demonized.
If you let the UN runs thing, police, you get your budget, and we leave you alone.
And they've already, you know, attacked the police so much that people will love it.
Here's simple. Soros has taken over the state attorneys. He's taking over the district attorneys, and now he wants the police. He gets that. It's game over. Game over, man. Game over. Like an alien.
Yeah, you know, President Trump is a counterpuncher, and he's 74 years old, so he plays the long game. You know, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. He needs to be proactive.
Yeah, what does Biden do? Like, Biden?
He needs to be proactive
Biden,
and get us out of the UN.
UN traitor.
It's his slogan is the UN build back better.
I think the UN traitor's in a lot of trouble right now.
Kamala Harris wants to be the first president of the UN of the world.
What happens to Biden right now? Close up, please. I kind of like this. I don't want to hurt it.
You're going to break it. That's what you really want to do right now. I can see it in your eyes.
There's this daddy.
You're feeling.
Look, we need to go to the calls. They've been holding it. I'll get out of here. I'm going to be watching Owen, but
the president needs to get us out of the UN and be proactive.
Let's just say this is the United Nations right here. Okay. Let's just say this is the UN right here.
It is. Ah. It's Biden. You know what, Alex? I think I can help you with that. Here, Alex, here. That's a pretty tough thing to destroy.
You're right. I say this to the Biden UN takeover. Oh, sorry. Oh, how'd that feel, Biden? Oh. There you go. Go away, Biden. Go away.
And that's just Trump removing us from the UN. All right, let's take Greg in Florida. You're on the air with Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We just murdered a 6-inch tall clown doll.
Beautiful. Now get on to the taller one. Hey, you know, I'm a great supporter of you guys. I call in once in a while. I've talked to you before, Owen. Appreciate it. I want to get your comments on what's going to happen once they do lock down the currency, what they're going to do with us.
Definitely the Fed announced they're not releasing cash. Trump needs to stop that.
What's going on? Once they do that, that's going to be a real slap in the face for the average person that doesn't really know what's going on out there. And I've seen it before in other countries. I trade internationally, and other countries, when people have hard currency that they just save in paper, literally paper bags, they're the ones that come out as the winners when things loosen up.
I agree.
Unless it goes the way of Venezuela. But, you know, here's why it's so important.
But
What's wrong? You like Venezuela? With where they have?
I love Venezuela.
Wipe their butts with their cash. You know, the problem is, and I think this is what the caller's alluding to, the hard currency, cash, is the blood of the free market. And so in the new world technocracy, there is no free market because everything's digital. They can turn it off, shut it on. I mean, just basically shut you off from all commerce.
They can direct it to them.
But everything goes through them. And they, oh, this person posted negatively. No, he attended a Trump rally.
Let me ask Greg, what is the moral of your story? What should we do?
Alex, I got to tell you the truth. I don't think we're going to be like Iran or any of those little Middle East countries when they knocked out the currency and came out with new currencies. I really think if we stick to our guns like you guys always promote, you know, I think having currency is the way to go. You know, if you could save some dollars like you went to the bank the other day, Alex, keep hitting it. Because one day we're going to be like Greece, and we're going to be lining up for in a line for 2 miles just to get out $25 out of the bank. You know, they've been talking about that for several years.
No, I told my gut's been for a while to get cash out. I just haven't, but it needs to happen now. Absolutely. I mean, this is, and like Trump's not perfect. I think he means well, but he needs to get that Federal Reserve chairman under control. They need to say, we got all the cash you want, don't they?
Well, they've been printing a lot of cash, but the problem is it's just going into the pockets of their, you know, already the richest people. I mean, that's what we're really seeing.
So just like Trump said, if he does a stimulus, it's direct payments.
Yeah.
They should say it's like small amounts or
something. Exactly. And that's what he's calling for.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe we're at this point. All right. Great point, sir. We really appreciate your call.
But you know, Alex, I remember when I started listening to you, the first stuff I remember you reporting on is how they were saying, we're getting rid of cash, and they would even go investigate you. If you went to the bank, say 3 days in a row, pulled out max cash or $1,500, so, oh, we need to investigate this person. What is he doing with all this cash? Remember, you did the report where you were in a Whole Foods, and the guy, it was a mock thing, it was a parody, but the guy spends money in front of you, and you're like, oh, look at this guy spending cash. Like, what's he up to?
Yeah.
Like demonizing you if you have cash, because again, that's free market. Anything free market now is demonized. Free speech, using cash, it's all demonized. Let's go to Joey in California. Joey, go ahead.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Good, brother. What's on your mind today?
Oh, man. First of all, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen, the Atomic Punk.
Yeah, I like Van Halen.
Yeah. You know, when this whole thing started, and I saw one of your doctors talking about it was airborne. This was right in the beginning of this whole hoax. I had said to a friend, I said, can you smell it when I fart? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I said, well, then, you know, nothing is going to stop the transmission of this. You
That's
know,
right. Masks don't smart the fart test. Masks do not pass the fart test.
Oh, gosh.
Right. And, you know, an anagram for mask is scam. It's just a big scam, you know. And if I were you, and I know you probably tried to, I would have ripped that dog's throat just right out. Just right.
Well, I'm not Bruce Lee, but I did punch it a couple times.
Well, did you see all the Orthodox Jews in New York just had a mask burning ceremony last night? So I
love
mean,
that.
So yeah,
we ought to show that footage when we come back. All right, Joey, we love you. All right, look. Get to the rest of the callers. I'm going to get out of here so you can take them.
No. Take the callers.
No, they call into the Alex Jones Show. Look at that little clown down there.
You have to take one more segment.
I'm back tonight. I'm back at 7 o'clock for the debate.
All right, Alex Jones back tonight.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the War Room.
All right, Alex, get back to work. No off days for you. Alex Jones will be back tonight, 7 o'clock. There's the destruction of the Biden clown. So that's what Alex Jones does. There's an old Stone Cold Steve Austin saying. I think Alex Jones is the new embodiment of this. Show up, raise hell, leave. Stone Cold Alex Jones. Stone Cold Alex Jones. Show up, raise hell, leave. We may have to bring that t-shirt back. I mean, you know, we'll rip it right off. All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls, and I got all the news. But folks, again, the Democrats are showing you their plan. They want to cause so much chaos in their attempted election theft. They want to cause so much chaos in the streets. They want to get rid of police so that they can bring in the UN. And now the New York Times is sending out the bat signal saying this is the plan they're going with, because they have to speak in code. You know, everybody thinks Trump's speaking in code, or Q is this code. Okay, well, the left, the Democrats, Obama, Biden, all of them, they have to speak in code, folks, because they know they're going to get indicted potentially. They know their phones are tapped, so they can't communicate normally. So this is them saying, hey, we're bringing the UN card to the top of the deck. And they're using the New York Times to tell you. And then President Trump, of course, once again saying Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton committed treason. and they need to be prosecuted and arrested. Is this the big October surprise? I mean, is President Trump about to have the October surprise of all October surprises? Defeats COVID, defeats the deep state, and gets reelected? Huh. Woo! Now, I wanted to, I don't have the time. I need to take your phone calls, but, well, we'll see what happens tomorrow, and then I'll maybe play this clip. But, folks, InfoWars is so next year's news today, so tomorrow's news today. It's weird. It's like a pinch yourself thing. It's like humble little old us, but it's like, yeah, we're the tip of the spear. We chose this role. And so you see all the Obama stuff coming out, and I know I've made this analogy before. So it's like we got to cross through the barbed wire to have victory, but nobody wants to run through the barbed wire. So InfoWars says, screw it, berserker style. And we run through the barbed wire, and it's like our mangled corpse is just on the barbed wire like a mat or something. And then everyone's like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. I think if we climb over the InfoWars dead carcass, then we can get to victory. It's like, we already hit the barbed wire. We already bled out. Nobody said anything. Nobody rushed to our defense, but oh, now it's safe. 4 years after we published the Obama spy documents. I'm glad. We don't care. It's like the Dark Knight analogy. But I mean, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com/moneybomb is how you can guarantee that tomorrow's news today to keep you informed stays on air. Infowars.com/moneybomb. Now let's go back out to the phone lines that have been, holding here over from the Alex Jones show. And it's Matthew in California. Matthew, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hey, so I wanted to kind of think about the highest level possible. It's kind of what I like to do, kind of personally, kind of a philosophical kind of thing. And I like the direction that the show has been going recently, really outlining a lot of what these people at the highest level want to do with their smoking DMT or doing drugs, psychedelics at least, either like injecting it. I don't know what Alex says they do. But I don't have personal data on that. I would just appreciate what you guys are doing with regard to that. And I wanted to kind of ask you, I know I was calling into the Alex Jones show, but I wanted to kind of ask you guys in general, what you think that the globalists think is possible, or what you think is possible with regard to DNA and our providence as biological human beings.
You know, it's tough to really know what type of technology they have past what we know they have, past what they admit. And my kind of theory, my notion, and I've carried this through my whole life and it's panned out, is that if I can conceive it in my mind, then someone else has probably already conceived it and done it or is doing it. And so there's a lot of different examples. I won't go through them, but I mean, you look at the COVID, you look at the coronavirus that was made in a lab in China. Now, this could have been the big Chinese globalist bioweapon. They really could have thought, hey, this is going to do it. This is going to wipe them all out and this is going to be our takeover. And it just pooped out. Maybe they really think they got this vaccine with Bill Gates and they can get it in there and alter your RNA and your DNA and completely cut you off from your pineal gland beyond what the fluoride in the water's already done. And then just totally shut you off from God. And then you just plug into the machine. You die, but your fake consciousness or whatever is left of your body, like a battery in the matrix, will be just attached to the hive mind, to the hive system. So I mean, that's what they want to do. If they can't just wipe us all out, is just trick you into plugging in yourself to a machine. And then you live forever. No, you die as soon as you plug in. But who knows? I mean, who knows what they really already have the capability of? Who knows how successful this RNA vaccine may really be? Who knows what they're testing? They don't tell us. You know, say whatever you want about Elon Musk. I appreciate Elon Musk, at least in his transparency. He's like, hey, here's the Neuralink system. Here's what it does. We're testing it on animals. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Could be a great technology. See, Bill Gates and Apple and these other people, they do all their testing in China and they don't tell you what's going on. Folks, Google and Apple, I mean, come on. You don't think they're already testing AI on humans in China? You don't think they've already plugged humans into machines and done all this stuff? Of course they have. And so, but who knows how, I mean, that's the thing, Matthew, we see them showing, they show us what they have in the RNA vaccine. We show, they tell us how they can alter the DNA and the RNA with their nanotechnology, but who really knows? I mean, have they been testing it on humans? I mean, how successful can it really be? Anything else, Matthew?
What do you think they're afraid of us becoming?
What, they're afraid of what?
What do you think they're afraid of us becoming as biological entities? Are they afraid of what DNA can become if they don't poison it? Are they afraid?
No,
what are they afraid
no. What they're afraid of is this technology empowering the human race. That's what they're afraid of. Hey, yeah, you could have nanotechnology and stuff that could give a blind man his eyesight back, cure cancer, all this other stuff. It can be a great technology. They don't want that. They want it to be set up so that when the smart technology is all on the system and the AI is fully implemented and the whole world government is in place, that when you plug in, they're in complete control. So their free is, their fear is a free human. That's their fear. That's why they have to destroy America. If this technology comes out, which it's all inevitably coming out anyway, and it empowers humanity, then they're done. But see, if they have the control of it with a perfect synchronization of a world government technotronic grid, then they're in complete control of the system and they don't have to worry about you harnessing this technology. They'll just cut you off. Matthew, I hope I answered your question there. Let me squeeze one more in before we take this break. Jeff in Canada. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I'm just responding to Alex today when he was talking about what do we do in this time not to go crazy. You know, 3,000 years ago, King David wrote the Psalm 2, and it says that, I'll just encapsulate it, that the kings of the world conspire against the Lord and against his anointed one, and the Lord looks down and laughs. And I think in the back of our minds, if we can keep that in mind, that God wins in the end, and that he promises to keep us in perfect peace, his mind is fixed on him. He overcame death, the worst of the worst of the worst. He overcame it for us. And if we can be grounded in the love of God day by day, then we can see clearly to go forward with whatever we have to. And even if that's death, we overcome that in the end.
Yeah, my biggest stress relief is always relying on God. But it's beyond that. It's like a comfort, kind of. And it's tough to explain because it's always been there. But like when I was an atheist or a nihilist, it was still there. It was just like, oh, you know, Hakuna Matata. But no, it was always God. It was always God's plan. It was always God's hand. It was always God's comfort. So absolutely. But you know, you have to be with God.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best, and we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Infowars.com/show.
All right. We've got Gavin McGinnis about to join me. We've still got some callers that have been waiting for a while, so I'm going to take a few more calls here, hit some news. So let's begin as we rejoin here the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we are in the middle of the Save America InfoWars Money Bomb. Go to InfoWars.com/Money Bomb for more information. Share that link. The streams are there. The donate tabs are there. The store tab is there. Fuel us to the next 10, 20, 30, 50 checkpoints by becoming a sponsor at InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. And so, you know, there's this weird thing, and it's Pavlov's dog in a way, but it's basic human psychology and conditioning and training. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It just is what it is. If InfoWars was to do a, let's say, going out of business fundraiser, and it went to GoFundMe, if they probably wouldn't even allow us to do it. I'm just making a point. We could get everyone to donate and it would be a big thing, but it's like, we can't do that. And we do it on our own thing. And it's weird. Like, it's like, it doesn't really connect. Folks, this is us. This is us doing a big fundraiser. This is you having a victory for InfoWars, fueling the InfoWars mothership, battleship, spaceship for the next 50 levels, for the next 50 adventures, the next 50 challenges, the next 50 bosses. So get to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb to have this massive victory with us and keep this train a-rolling. Rolling down the bend. This crew hasn't seen the sunshine since they don't know when. We don't have any windows. All right. I can't do it. Okay. Sorry, it's just true. Okay, let's go to... No, but the crew works all day, folks. Let's go to Noah in New York. Noah, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
On with Owen?
Yes, sir.
Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer. Yeah. You're awesome, dude. Yeah,
hey, thank you. You're awesome, Noah.
I'm actually from Alaska, visiting family in New York and upstate New York. And in Alaska does whatever it wants. So we're not like super about all this COVID stuff. People aren't wearing masks and things like that in the stores, really. And you come here and it's like super hard lockdown. Everybody's like jumping.
It's got to be like Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah. It's night and day. And so we like totally disrupt. We like going without masks and stuff. And when we went to airports, we were in like big airports and we were the only people without masks on the airport. It was crazy because they don't actually make you wear them until you get on.
No, it really is hard to explain. And Noah, I got a bad connection with you. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone. If you want to take yourself off that, I'll give you another chance here. But the connection's real bad. I can kind of make out what you're saying. But unless you've actually done this experience, folks, the Twilight Zone level of it is really unexplainable. It was like earlier this year, I went to Table Rock Lake in southern Missouri. No mask mandates, no COVID shutdown, none of that crap. I mean, they had some of the stuff, but nobody took it seriously. Nobody cared. I mean, theme parks were open. You go sit on a roller coaster with a bunch of people. Lake wide open, no mask, no mask in the store, no mask at the shows, all this stuff. I mean, you know, you had the traces of it, but, and so it was just like totally freeing. It was amazing. It was like, oh my gosh, this is what normal society feels like. And then I came back down to Democrat run Austin. It was mask, 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 shutdown, shutdown. Can't go to a bar, can't go to a show. And it's just Twilight Zone level because it's just what changed. Like what? Oh, it's just tyranny. And that's all it is. And that's what it is, Noah. It's the realization of, oh my gosh, I've just entered tyranny. Oh my gosh, I've just left the free world.
Right. And nobody will stand up to it. No one will stand up to it. And you talk to people and they're like, oh yeah, it's bull crap. It's not, you know, it's not real. It's bull crap. But then they won't stand up for it.
How good does it feel to stand up for it when you do?
Oh, awesome. Totally awesome.
And then, it's like, you know, a snowball effect, right?
Amongst the sheep, right? But yeah, you get people to, you know, to do the opposite, right? We drive around, we fly a Trump flag out the sunroof of the rental car and stuff, and people honk, and yeah.
And here's what it is, too, because everybody, I'm sure you saw the video with Abe Skrillex. You remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows, like, you can see in nature, there's like something. It's like elephants, when elephants are about to, you know, battle or whatever, they're raging. They have a drip that comes out of their ears and there's other such stuff. It's kind of like that. It's like you put on a Trump hat or an InfoWars shirt and you go out, or you take your mask off, or you refuse to wear a mask. It's like that's you getting primed. It's like that's you getting the adrenaline kick. It's like that's like that feels good and you have that empowerment and then it becomes addicting. I mean, literally, like it's weird. It's almost like a drug to fight the New World Order. Once you've kind of leapt that hurdle of, you know, being nervous or shy or meek or whatever, you just are turned into a monster.
Yeah, and people are ready. You just have to spark the match.
Yep.
You know, start the match and start. People are ready to turn back against this stuff. It just takes, you know, that one person that will do something different, that'll go against the
exactly
flow,
so. And you know what, that one person could be you, Noah. That one person could be you listening to this broadcast, receiving this transmission right now, because guess what, one person, one day that person was me, and now here I am. Noah, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in Canada. Mark, go ahead.
Ariel Cohen Aloro is the heart of the spiritual battle. If you guys talk about the spiritual battle, what is the heart of the battle? Well, it's Ariel Cohen Aloro. He is, if I can make an analogy, Dumbledore. You want defense against the dark arts? You need to speak to Ariel Cohen Aloro. I can't believe you guys aren't interviewing him. He needs to speak to Donald Trump because...
All right, well, now hold on a second. Whoa. I don't know who you're talking about. So do you want to enlighten us?
The redemption is what is promised in Scripture. And what is the redemption? The rabbis of Israel bought the life of Jesus Christ for 33 shekels. The people have to buy back Jesus Christ. He has to be bought back. And it's in Scripture that the Hebrew people will convert to Jesus Christ. They will accept him. And that's what's happening right now. Ariel Cohen Aloro is an ultra-Orthodox Jew, and he's the spearhead that is bringing about the recognition of Jesus Christ within the Judaic world. You guys have to talk to him. This guy, it is rumored, will be the next pope. It is rumored he will be Pope Peter II, Ariel Cohen Aloro. Please interview him. Please.
Okay. This is the question. All right, Mark. All right, man. We'll reach out to the guy. I mean, it's just funny. Like, people always call in and they talk about these great guests. And I'm sure this is a great person. I've never heard of him, but it's like they just assume that we can just get access to him. Some people are inaccessible or they don't want to come on. So, I mean, we'll reach out to him, Mark, but it's not like we've been keeping this guy from the audience. I've never heard of the guy. Mark, thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm going to do one more caller here, and then if you're on the line and you hold, I'll eventually get to you. But I'm going to take one more caller, then I got to get some news, and my guests are coming up. Let's go to David in North Carolina. David, go ahead.
Hey, I need to start off with a premise. The premise is that you don't change minds by telling people they're wrong. You change minds by agreeing with them. Now, and that's my premise. And what where how it applies is the whole Black Lives Matter movement. You know, Alex has been making the argument about aggressive policing since the 90s. I mean, it's been a problem for a long, long time. But now we have this giant group that goes, oh, yeah, the police have a problem, you know, but they're not making a legitimate argument. They're not talking about asset forfeiture. They're not talking about aggressive police stops. They're not talking about random checkpoints. It's, oh, this bad person did something bad and the cops took care of the situation. And now they're making a ridiculous argument and they're making us question, you know, is policing like it should be or is it a problem? And then the argument's been ruined for a generation. And just like the whole standing up for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, they're not standing up and they're not doing the Pledge of Allegiance for ridiculous reasons.
You know, I hear what you're saying and I don't necessarily disagree. The problem is, and I've literally done this before. I don't know if you follow the War Room every day, but I've literally done this. I've gone to BLM events and leftist events and I've said, hey, you know, are you against the war on drugs? Yes. Okay. And then I kind of go from there like, yeah, the police shouldn't be allowed to, you know, get in our business for this and that. And the other thing doesn't mean we're anti-police. Doesn't mean we need police reform necessarily. We need law reform. And like maybe 1 in 10, if I'm being generous, will even hear what I'm saying. Cause most of these leftists aren't even, you know, they're not acting in good faith. They want to deceive. They want to be part of the destruction. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. But you have to figure because, you know, like BLM, it's George Soros funded. That's the whole point.
Yeah. You know, and it's now coming out also Warren Buffett, a major financier of BLM upon its inception or conception. Thanks for the call, David. You know, it's in my stack of news today. It came out. Is Warren Buffett the wallet behind Black Lives Matter? But it's just funny. All the white billionaires they hate fund BLM.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm naked.
I'm completely butt-ass naked.
I'm naked.
I'm, like, naked.
There isn't a man behind me. These are my hands.
Why you want me to be naked?
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Ruffalo, put your clothes on.
To be honest, I wish I could cover my hands with my boobs, but here we are.
I'm here to talk to you about voting.
Did you know that ballots could be naked?
And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, your ballot could get thrown out.
This is my ballot. Just got it.
First of all, when your ballot comes, you're supposed to read the instructions.
Read and follow the instructions that come with your ballot.
And if they say to use a black pen, use a black pen.
I know that's like literally the least sexy thing a completely naked person could say, but...
But I have crumb like a can of Pepsi. Is problem?
Number two.
In some states like Pennsylvania.
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 There are two envelopes you have to stuff your ballot in. Otherwise, it's called a naked ballot.
Naked ballots. And you don't want to have one of those.
Number three, mail your ballot in as soon as you can.
Don't sit on them. Get those things out ASAP.
Like, now.
Do it!
Get it in as soon as you can.
I gotta get my ballot to the motherfucking post office. Let's go!
Please vote.
Take your clothes off and vote.
Vote, vote, vote.
Everyone's voice matters in this election.
Please vote. America needs you.
So, that's the new Democrat election ad. See, I love how Hollywood tries to make it like it's a neutral thing. Like, oh, we just want you to vote. No, you just hate Trump. You just want people to go vote Biden. They know that. Everybody knows who you stand for. You know, and I was going to come on the show, and guys, you can look up the segment too. But, you know, I mean, I literally told you that the Democrats would eventually start doing porn to promote you to vote. Did I not? Did I not tell you that that's where this was going? So now they're doing it. Literally using porn to get you to vote Democrat. That's how sick these people have become. Gavin McGinnis is with us. Gavin, are you live with me? Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you fine. How you doing?
Well, I kind of think I need to vomit now. I just had to look at a bunch of Hollywood Democrats tell me to go vote and they're naked, promoting how they're naked. I mean, this is a new low for these people.
I don't understand why we all agree, or at least half the country, that celebrities are famous. That's true. Ergo, if they say something, then people do that. Just because you played a part in a movie and you were the voice of Stuart Little doesn't mean you can tell anyone to do anything. Like, does this stuff work?
Yeah, actually, I all of a sudden felt inclined to strip naked and go vote, Gavin. It's the first thing I thought after seeing that.
If anything, we see these celebrities like Chelsea Handler. If you follow her Instagram, she's so painfully lonely. And the only people around her are her gay assistant, singular. And you go, Jesus, now that I really get to know you, I see that I should never have listened to you ever. This isn't me talking, right? I'm sure this is her fans. So they advertise themselves really poorly. And I think the more they get out there, the more we get to know them, they have less and less influence. And now they're down to zero.
And here's how you know that this isn't some neutral thing where they're just encouraging Americans to vote. They're using the mail-in ballot scam. Everybody knows Hollywood hates Trump. How do you think the average American that's not political responds to this?
Well, did they not learn anything from the John Lennon deal? Imagine. They keep making it worse for themselves. And I actually think that ad is an ad for the right. Because the average American, the flyover states, they see that and they go, Jesus, these people are disgusting, shameless, boring, totally unaware. They have no idea what they look like to other people.
Well, I'll tell you this. Gavin McGinnis may be shameless, but he's not boring. I guarantee you that. And he's with me for two more segments. So we'll be right back.
The Global
globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. But if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
We're into the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The live transmission of this Save America Money Bomb can be found at InfoWars.com/Money Bomb. InfoWars.com/Money Bomb. Gavin McGinnis is my guest. Now, Gavin, I originally wanted to get you on because I know that you are going to be involved in litigation against, I believe it's CNN. The Proud Boys keep getting in the headlines, but I mean, man, there's so much to talk about. President Trump saying Obama, Biden, Hillary committed a treasonous coup. It's time to arrest and prosecute. I mean, wow, where is your head at with all these things that are going on?
It's like a badly written Brockheimer movie. He keeps changing the plot halfway through. I mean, I thought we had reached peak lunacy 5 days ago when Trump had COVID. Then we had Michael Moore saying he doesn't have it. He keeps going. You know what's crazy about all of this, though? The incurious are perpetually incurious. So they're never going to look any of this up. Like I was talking to my dad last night, and his friends for like 40 years have ostracized them because of Trump and Mueller thing. And I go, well, as of today's bombshell where we have Brennan saying to Obama, let's do this Hillary thing with Russia, surely that is like a nuclear bomb that shows all these libs that they were wrong to X their family members, their coworkers, their siblings, all this stuff. Surely that shows them, but they don't look it up. They don't care. So, and I think that includes the Justice Department. So families will stay divided, even though the jig is up. They won't go to jail, even though the jig is up. But at the very least, at least the curious community, which is about half the country, can go, well, there you have it. There you have the proof. They were colluding with Russia. They were spying on Trump. They are treasonous, and they should be executed.
You know, I wonder, because we've been seeing and hearing the president say this for a while, do you feel any more hope than you ever have or ever would have that we may actually see some justice here, see some arrests for all these people that were traitors to the United States?
Nope. I see no hope. Sorry to be Captain Bringdown, but you know, Brennan did exactly what Roger Stone did. He got a contract at CNN. I think he's a Muslim, by the way.
Well, he is a good, he is a dirty commie.
Yes. So we've seen them do the exact same crimes as us and get away with it. It would be nothing new if they didn't get prosecuted. So I actually offered $100 if anyone goes down. Look at Ilhan Omar and the vote fraud. That story's already gone.
Yeah.
So and as far as I don't think go ahead.
Well, as you say, as far as I can tell, I mean, I don't see any real threats of a prosecution or arrest against her or her campaign.
No, it's just part of the news cycle. So all you can do is give up on the justice system, right? Give up on the left going, holy crap, you were right. I was misinformed. Give up on both of those and just know that the people who care, who love this country, who are informed, who care enough to Google, can see all this and go, Trump is the savior. Thank God we have him. Let's do 4 more years and try to permanently save this country. I think he can do some really permanent fixtures with the Supreme Court and the government. I think he, in the next 4 years, we could really like build a wall. I remember after when New Orleans was just destroyed by Katrina, and they built a really good system with the wall to prevent it ever happening again, and they've been fairly good ever since. I think Trump could do that in the next 4 years. And give up on the left ever understanding that is what I'm saying. And that includes the leftist judges.
I guess our only hope is that the average leftist in the street doesn't burn down, your local city just in their anger. But tackling the fake news, you're doing that right now. And again, I don't have it in front of me, but was it CNN that you're going to be going after?
Well, I don't want to say too much because we've already begun.
Okay.
But CNN, Biden, all these blue check marks, all of these registered journalists in mainstream media who lie and say that the Proud Boys are racist, white supremacist, that they're homophobic, all of these things are demonstrably false. And they leave us no choice but to do lawfare. Like, we tried arguing with them online. They banned us from online, so we can't defend ourselves on social media. We tried physically fighting them after they picked fights, went to prison for 4 years. All right, lawfare is not my cup of tea. I'm not a litigious person, but you leave us no choice. And there's a lot of Americans mad about this. Look at the SPLC case. When I sued the SPLC, something like 30,000 people came out of the shadows to donate to the cause. We raised $250,000.
Well, and you know, that's the other thing that I guess you could say is a problem we have. I don't view it that way. It's just when you talk about a street fight, I guess it is. We aren't litigious people. The last thing I want to do is deal with lawyers. I don't want to be in court. I don't want to pay lawyer fees. It's like, it's miserable. And that's how most people that are getting censored are. They just don't want to deal with it. But, you know, I feel there's kind of some momentum changing there. And if we can have some victories over big tech or have some victories over fake news, like we're starting to see, then there's some added motivation to say, okay, you know what? I'll be litigious for a month or a year if I have to defeat the people that are coming after me.
And you know what else I'm noticing, by the way? I'm noticing a lot of litigation coming up from our side. I'm noticing a lot of people eager to fund it. And I'm also noticing a lot of non-political people or just genuinely casually right-wing people going, I'm getting into politics. Like, I'm working with my local alderman. I'm going to run for office. I'm going to volunteer with this guy in this district, in this county. I'm really smelling like an awakening going on here. The beast has been stirred, and he's mad, and he's getting political. We're taking our country back in the only ways we know how, and that's using the political system and getting litigious with these people. And then once we can establish that, just like Trump with the next 4 years, we can get back to doing what we love and having fun and enjoying the culture, making a joke once in a while, having some color.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And that's why getting Trump in for another 4 years is so important. It just continues this momentum. It continues to build morale, build confidence in America, and that we can have victories. And that's obviously why they're doing everything they can to try to keep him out of office, including the blatant election theft. I mean, this is just incredible. I mean, all the mail-in ballots. I mean, I got another story today right near you in New York. Federal prosecutors have now detained, I believe he's been arrested, I think he was released, but he could be charged here. New Jersey postal employee throws away nearly 100 ballots for upcoming election. It's actually worse than that. Up to approximately 1,800 pieces of discarded mail was recovered from trash dumpsters, which was on this guy's route. Not just ballots, but you know, political promo stuff. So this is I would imagine Democrats are doing this all over. Oh, there's a Democrat in the Postal Service, and he sees mail-in ballots that have an R on it that he knows are voting Trump. He just throws them away.
They're all lefties in the Postal Service, and he noticed that they are bloated and inefficient, and the free market is much better at their job, even though they don't pay tax. I don't think the Postal Service pays tax because they came before the government. He sees all that, and he realizes they're part of the swamp. So in the interest of self defense, self-preservation, sorry, they start throwing out all this stuff. Everyone knows that mail-in ballots are good for the left because the lefts are cheaters. I wish we were capable of the same, but we're too honest. So they keep pushing this because they want to steal the election. And we know what's going to happen, right? They're going to lose, but they're going to say, we haven't counted all the ballots yet. And we're going to be hearing about this counting ballots thing for months and months and months. The Supreme Court's going to have to get involved. We're dealing with spoiled brats at the end of the day. Uninformed, incurious, spoiled brats. And I'll say one more thing. Joe Biden, everything I was saying about how Trump could save America in the next 4 years, Joe Biden could do unmitigated, irreversible damage when he wins. I think this is the most important election in American history. We are right at a crossroads now, and Trump can save us for at least another 20 years, and Biden can destroy us before his term is gone through the first 2 years.
Yeah, in fact, I don't even think Biden makes it through even a year, let alone two. I think he hands the reins over to Harris, and then basically Harris just becomes the president of the UN, or you know, some sort of ambassador representing the U.S. to the UN, and then we just totally fold over to the UN. Yeah, we'll still have flags, and you know, you can still have the national anthem, and okay, you can have a semblance of a country, but no, as far as the execution is concerned, the republic will be dead. We're already seeing the signs and symptoms. You can't go outside and breathe clean air. You can't go to the bar and drink a beer. You can't go to a ball game. Gavin McGinnis is with us. We'll be right back.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine, documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhoe, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Powerful man Bill de Blasio is putting on his mask. Isn't it funny? They attacked President Trump for not wearing the mask on the balcony. De Blasio starts his video off without a mask on his balcony. I mean, it's just these people are such hypocrite frauds. It's really quite amazing. Gavin McGinnis is with us for another segment. I mean, have you ever seen a more bitch move than the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, coming out and making a statement by putting on his face mask and going inside?
He is the ultimate buffoon. You know, he was David Dinkins' intern, and David Dinkins is the last time that New York City was hell on earth. And I used to think that politicians are relatively feckless when they can't devastate a place. It's all the people around them and stuff, and that's just not true. One terrible, incompetent mayor can just flush a city down the toilet. I don't think New York City can recover from his incompetence. I think we're done.
Well, and at the rate people are moving out, I mean, I don't know if you want to comment on that. It's an ongoing story. People are just leaving New York City in droves. I mean, what's the point? Why live there anymore? You leave the house, you get mugged, and there's nowhere to go.
Every time I'm talking to a New Yorker, I always say, what year are we in? And the common, there's a bit of a range, but I would say the most common number, the median number is 1989. And 1989 was when you would hear about, it wasn't as bad as 85 or 84, but it was really bad. It's where you'd hear about people walking over a body if there was a mugging and someone got killed or something like that. It's that bad. And you're right. I'm hearing people selling $6 million townhouses for $3 million. Things are going at half price, and I wouldn't recommend investing. That sounds like buy low, sell high, but I wouldn't recommend investing because I don't think it's coming back. Permanent damage.
Yeah, and it's probably even smart just to get out while you can, while anybody may want to buy it. And, you know, I remember I used to go to New York City, you know, when I was younger as a kid, and it was nowhere near as bad. I mean, even under Bloomberg, it wasn't as bad. I mean, before the COVID complete destruction of New York, I mean, still it was like trash heaps on the streets, you know, rats the size of possums running around, the homeless out of control. I mean, you walk down the street, I mean, hell, you could buy cocaine, you could buy crack, you could buy meth, you could get a whole smorgasbord of a drug cocktail just walking outside for a minute.
Yeah, that's why I moved here.
And it's been very successful for you.
But it's been fun since 2000, and it still had a bit of its character, a bit of its edge. It's never going to be Zurich. It's never going to be safe. There's always going to be people with facial tattoos, but things were under control. But now, thanks to de Blasio, he's permanently destroyed it. And he's also permanently destroyed education by adding all this affirmative action and racism into it, where this group has to do this well, and this has to be enforced in this way, and penalizing Asians, high school scores, and letting this anti-white boob, this Hispanic kid with a mustache, come in and just destroy education and destroy charter schools that were New York City's only educational hope. And so we're left with a place that sucks now, but with the next generation definitely going to be sucking a lot more. You're going to have Harlem, the crime you see in East New York and the South Bronx is just going to be the entire city, like all of Queens and the surrounding areas.
Speaking of anti-white boobs, have you ever been on Bill de Blasio's daughter's OnlyFans?
Yeah, her naked pictures are so disturbing that I start considering homosexuality.
I mean, hey, you got to give her credit, though. I mean, the Democrats, I mean, they're going full softcore porn at this point. I mean, de Blasio's daughter out protesting naked. The Democrats telling you to go vote with their tits out. I mean, it's great.
Well, that's what these girls do. Like they say, hey, you don't need to be a slave in the kitchen. You can have a life. We're going to empower you and make you free. And that sounds great. And then what do they do with this freedom? They turn into whores. OnlyFans is prostitution. You're not a sex worker. You're a whore, and you're selling pictures of your tits to kids, to other loser millennials and Zoomers, because you have nothing else to offer. So I'm glad you escaped this prison that is a kitchen and a warm home with someone who cares for you and kids that love you and shaping their lives and living in this bucolic heaven that we've built for centuries. I'm glad you liberated yourself. And then you look at de Blasio's daughter, and she's like, she hates tradition. What's she got to replace it? And you just go, we were better off under my alleged oppression. But nowhere do women do better than under the patriarchy. The matriarchy is cannibalism. It's anti-woman.
Well, and it's weird how this has kind of made a lot of women or young girls realize that, where they're just kind of like, hey, wait a second, like, you know, this lifestyle that I'm being pushed into, what if I don't want it? Like, why is it, you know? And then I love this thing of the whole college, you know, they go into college and they come out looking like, well, men, quite frankly.
Yeah. No one said we'll shoot you if you leave the kitchen. All we said was you probably would enjoy this more. You'd be better off here. You would prosper more as a mom. And it's not, you're not a slave. We can order Thai. I saw this Chelsea Handler Instagram where she goes, I don't have a man. So if I want to order Thai, I can order Thai. Yeah, you think married couples, when the wife says, I want to order Thai tonight, you think she gets slapped around? I want my dinner. That's Hollywood movies from the 50s. It's not happening. So you could have all that freedom. You wouldn't have your stupid degree in communications, whatever the hell that even means. And you wouldn't have your $200,000 of debt. You'd be fine. Now, if you're a genius nerd and you want to go do biochemistry, no one's holding you back. We're not legislating that women stay in the house, but you knock down traditionalism, you knock down the patriarchy, and you replaced it with what? Pulling your tit out online.
Well, that's what the feminists do, though. The feminists bully women who want to live a traditional lifestyle. I mean, that's been part of the harassment, is the feminazis, they go after women that want to be traditional. I mean, that's like their number one, and it's crazy, too. A feminist, number one enemy is a feminine woman.
In big cities like New York City, where I am, if you say you're a housewife, people look at you like, I can't read. They sort of go, oh, well, maybe one day you can make it, you know, maybe take a course.
Yeah, like, oh, that's a bad thing. Like, there was a show, it was on Netflix before I canceled it. It was Supermarket Sweep. I don't know if you remember that show from the 90s, Supermarket Sweep. They asked the women on the show, like, hey, you know, what do you do? Like 95% of them say, I'm a mom, I stay home with my kids and I cook, and they have a huge smile on their face and they love it and they're proud of it.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. You understand, you're not cooking and cleaning some stranger's house, which is sort of what a lot of them end up doing when they're empowered enough to leave the kitchen. It's your house. Like the pictures are where you put them. It's like when you make your room cool when you're a teenager and put Eddie Van Halen pictures on the wall. That's you, but it's your whole house. And these kids you're dealing with, they worship the ground you walk on. You're shaping their lives. And we've torn that away. We've destroyed the country and everything we built. And the other thing, too, is it's not like this was built by communists or kings or queens where it was just decreed. We got through all of this through trial and error. Slavery, we realized that's not right.
Liberalization of women, if you will, in the West. Gavin, where can people find your broadcast and when are you coming up next?
Censored.tv. We're going to be live tonight doing the VP debate. That's going to be fun watching Kamala get slaughtered. But yeah, censored.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system, Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best, and we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Infowars.com/show.
The good commie. Wilhelm. What was his name? Wilbur Wilhelm or something? His original name before he changed it? That commie dirtbag. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Gavin McGinnis is sticking around with us for another segment. And I'm glad because I want to go over some news with him here. Gavin, did you see in L.A. they put up a big Trump sign that was like, you know, like the Hollywood sign in the hills, and they put up a Trump sign? Now, law enforcement had, you know, they can't do anything about the bums pooping and peeing all over the streets and beating people up, or any of the other stuff that goes on over there. But the Trump sign went up, and boy, they had that thing down within the hour, Gavin.
They got it down so fast, didn't they?
What incredible response time.
And probably because the citizens of that neighborhood, right, if it's anywhere near the Hollywood sign, were freaking out, calling them, demanding. They thought, we're gonna get in really big trouble if we don't get this thing down fast.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, you know, people burning the city to the ground. Eh. Oh, my gosh. A Trump sign. Call the police. Call the fire department. Call the National Guard. Call somebody.
Well, as we see with the left, they don't mind the feces on the street, and they don't mind the riots and the fires or even the deaths. We did a segment recently. We've counted 32 deaths since these riots began. And that seems to be no big problem, nothing to worry about. In fact, Michelle Obama says you're racist if you have a problem with any of these riots. Yet the letters, the five letters of our president, nope, unacceptable. Get that down now, law enforcement.
And it just shows you how insane these people are. I mean, literally, you just say Trump and they go into a fit of rage. It's like President Trump.
What? Well, what's your problem with him? He's a white supremacist. He's racist. Well, what did he say? I mean, thousands of things. Okay, but can you give me one? I mean, where to begin? Well, begin at the beginning. Just give me one. Well, I mean, I don't have them all memorized.
You've got this down by a T.
I was listening to Howard Stern and this Ronnie the limo driver who's been there for 34 years. They're all harassing him because they think he might vote for Trump. And they were all saying, three of the main guys were saying, if you vote for him, he's a white supremacist, so that makes you a racist, and I couldn't be friends with a racist. And you go, shouldn't you have to prove an allegation like that? Is this the Mexicans are rapists thing, or is this that they're all fine people? They're very fine people.
No, it's even worse though. It's even worse because it's like what they've done with Proud Boys. Like, oh, Enrique Tarrio is the leader of a white supremacist organization. What?
How? Why?
They've gone completely insane.
Did you see the George Takei thing where they decided to stick it to the Proud Boys right up their butts by hijacking the hashtag and then showing gays kissing and calling them Proud Boys? And the Proud Boys have more gays in them than they are represented in the population. I think gays are about 1% of the population. Probably more than two to three are Proud Boys, because when gays are MAGA, they get totally X'd by the gay community and forced like lost sheep. They get sent away from the flock. And we take them in. We're the shepherds who take them in and go, yeah, we don't care if you're gay. Come on in. As long as you love the West and you're a man, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, at least
it's fun. They are the intolerant ones.
It's just crazy to see. But they live in all these lies. They're like perpetual pathological liars. It's like they never get off this track of living this lie. It's like that's their main track. They can't even get off of it if they wanted to. Let's look at some I want to get your comments on this. Ladies and gentlemen, the sports leagues that went woke and are now going broke are really just an abomination at this point. NFL hits 10 Raiders players with $175,000 fines for not wearing masks at an event. And now the commissioner says if you don't comply with the mask protocols, you'll forfeit games. Wow. The Florida governor has said that Florida NFL teams can now fill their stadiums to 100% capacity. Problem is no one wants to go to the games, so I don't think anybody will be in the stadiums anyway. NBA Finals Game 2 ratings crashed by 68%, least watched finals game in NBA history. So it's literally the least watched NBA Finals ever. And now, because of that, the NBA social justice messaging will be largely left off the court next season. Oh, you don't say. People don't like being lectured on politics at sporting events. Sports are huge in New York, Gavin. I don't know if you're a big sports fan. I used to be a big sports fan. Not anymore. The politics, the left has now killed sports. I can't even believe that that's happened, but it's been done. The left has killed sports.
I'm a big Mets guy, and I talk to Mets fans. I have a buddy who he's actually a Proud Boy who went to jail for fighting Antifa. But he was almost in the Mets. He was in the farm team like 20 years ago. And he, after his whole life being a Met fan, when he saw them leave the field with the Marlins and say, we're not playing, he just went, I'm done with these guys forever. We're seeing a lot of sports fans, because baseball used to be the one place where we didn't have to hear about racism, because you're looking at mostly Hispanic, Black, and then a few white people all cheering them on, loving them. And it was like, this is where we don't have to hear about all this crap about how racist we are.
Yeah, we had Jackie Robinson. Not. You have Roberto Clemente.
And like today, the guy is on your shirt. It says Curtis Granderson. He's on your shirt. You love the guy. And it's also the other important thing about sports is it's one of the last places of meritocracy. I don't care what race you are. Can you throw us a fastball at 110 miles an hour? You're in. Even if you're not a citizen, I'll figure out a way to get you a green card.
We'll get you a citizenship. We'll forge your document.
I saw this football player. He was white, but he was doing an interview, and she said, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football? And he goes, probably construction. So we found a way where this big giant guy has this really bizarre talent. Like professional sports is bizarre. To be able to throw a softball that fast or run a touchdown, that's bizarre. And we've taken your weird talent that isn't really applicable anywhere else. No one needs you to throw balls over there at this at the Disney ball throwing display. We took your weird talent and we parlayed it into millions upon millions for you and its jobs and its seats and its cheering. You're welcome for that. You're welcome. But the takeaway is no, George Floyd had a knee on his neck. Yeah, that's true. There was a knee on him, but he also OD'd on fentanyl. And do you really want to get into the weeds on crime stats and unarmed blacks and all that? Like the last people who should be ingrates are professional sports stars and immigrants. Yet we're seeing those as the two leading groups in many cases.
And to me, it's just an exercise by whoever is running these leagues and the motivation to get into China. And so they just piss on the American viewer now. And they really think they'll somehow survive and get rich in China. No, you won't. You'll never do that. So it's just like, it's just this weird promised land. But it's like, here's another example of the bizarreness of sports these days, Gavin. The NBA is upset. The NBA is upset, Gavin, because you see, there's not enough diversity in the NBA. And certainly you're thinking, yeah, there's way too many black guys. No, actually they're saying there's too many white guys. So the NBA is now taking even more action to hire black coaches to get rid of all the white coaches. So I'm saying, okay, let's commit to that then. Let's commit to the diversity. Let's have an even split. Let's have the white guys playing with the black guys. Of course, that'll never happen. Why? Because you want the best player. If the best player is black, you want the best player. You don't, if the best coach is white, you want, but no, it's, oh, well, we need more black coaches, even if the white coach is better. Well, what if we need more white players, even if the black player? No, you don't do that.
We need George Costanza on the court. I want to see George Costanza running up and down with the ball.
I want Bill Murray to be the center for the Knicks.
How about some chubby Asian guys who are 5 feet tall? They're not represented at all on these courts.
How many Jewish players are in the NBA? I'm sick of this anti-Semitism.
Not enough. What about gay male golfers? There's not enough of those.
How about women in the NBA? I mean, where's the female representation?
Yeah, every single thing should be a perfect pizza pie representation of the population of that country. Everything.
No, I agree. In fact, we should stop even doing competitions. It's just, let's just have like numbers, like, and just say, this is how many white players and how many black players and how many women players and gay players. I mean, that's certainly what we should do for sports, I think.
Wait a minute. Why are two white males talking about something? This is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to censor ourselves. Can we have a person of color come on air immediately? This is a problem, folks. In fact, Gavin, just get out of here. Yeah, he's got to go.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed. Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a news blitz here. We're going to take your phone calls coming up with Deanna Lorraine in the next segment. There are the, or that is the scene from the site of tonight's vice presidential debate, which, of course, we'll be covering live right here at Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Ladies and gentlemen, I probably haven't plugged it enough. It's the Money Bomb right now. I should be saying it every segment. Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Infowars.com/Money Bomb. Become a sponsor. Imagine Infowars is a battleship heading in to the battle of all battles for the future of humanity, but we're low on gas. And so we need to fill our tanks with gas so that we can get into that battlefield and have victory. And so that's where you come in. And that's where Infowars.com/Money Bomb comes in. And you've done so much to support us by buying all the great products and sharing the links and telling your friends and family. That's incredible. But now you can do more and you can fully support us, because when you buy the supplements, it's great. You get a great supplement at a great price. We get a little bit of a profit to fund ourselves, but this is direct sponsorship where you can just plug all the gas right into InfoWars. It's like some of the gas has to be spent to manufacture the products, get the products into house, get the products to you. With the Infowars.com/Money Bomb. That's just straight gasoline into our battleship. Okay. Some of these headlines here. Now, here's what President Trump is saying, but let me just first give you the headline and tell you what's really going on. DNI declassifies Brennan notes CIA memo on Hillary Clinton stirring up scandal between Trump, Russia. U.S. attorney tapped by Barr to review process of unmasking resigns from DOJ. And then you have Ratliff declassifies Spygate documents. So here's what's going on. President Trump declassified these documents long ago. Gina Haspel has been stopping the release of these documents. And of course, Christopher Wray is stopping any investigation into any of this. Wray could be out as soon as tomorrow. Haspel's fate is now becoming clearer. She's not going to last much longer either, but she may last through the election. It just depends. So the president declassified all this stuff months ago. And he came out and he said so. But now he's saying, I'm declassified. I want a full release. And Haspel just isn't doing it. It's like if Alex Jones comes in here and says, oh, and I want you to cover the story. And I said, no. He said, well, just cover the story. And I say, no. Well, okay. That doesn't really happen here. I mean, Alex will give me a story to cover, but he won't come in and demand I do something. It's not really how it works. It's just the analogy. Or a police chief, you know, goes to a detective, or a police commissioner goes to a detective and says, hey, I need you to go investigate this drug bust over here. And he says, no, no. It's like, what? What do you mean no? Well, that's Gina Haspel. Hey, release the documents, Gina. Hey, but see, Gina Haspel was involved, folks. Gina Haspel was working out of London. It'll probably come out directly with Christopher Steele. So she's in on it. Chris Wray worked for James Comey. He's in on it. And Trump is pissed. Because now, not only is there a coup against the president, not only is there illegal spying on the president, there's now an active cover-up of it. He even tweeted out the meme last night, arrest somebody already. And this is all building up to a perfect crescendo as we get closer to the election. Netflix here in Texas hit with a, what was it, an indictment or a subpoena? I can't remember, for their lewd presentation of child exploitation in their film. 5 human trafficking victims rescued, 46 arrests made in massive Houston-wide sting operation. That news came out yesterday. Any coverage of that? Thousands of pedophiles rounded up by the Trump administration. Hundreds, if not thousands, of kids, many of them infants. It's disgusting. It hurts your soul. It touches a nerve that you couldn't even reach if you wanted to. And this is all being stopped by the Trump administration, and they don't even cover it. And then they literally cover up the crimes committed against him. It's sick, folks. And that's where we're at. You've got the Flynn situation mounting. General Flynn legal team, Sidney Powell, has moved to disqualify Judge Sullivan from the case, asking him to recuse himself based on demonstrated contempt and disdain towards General Flynn. The appearance of bias here is terrifying and mandates disqualification. Well, absolutely it does. But see, you're dealing with Democrats. You're dealing with criminals. Who knows how deep this stuff goes? I have a hard time believing, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That this is all political. There's no way, if you're a judge or whoever it is, that you're that committed to a political ideology that is really just fluid. There's no way you're that committed to it that you would just incriminate yourself and your own activity boldly for that agenda. No, there's something else going on, folks. All these people are involved in crime. My guess is Judge Sullivan is blackmailed big time. Why else would you be so brazen in your contempt of court as a judge? contempt of the people in the courtroom, so politicized in what is supposed to be a neutral position, because you're in on something. You're a dirtbag. You're a criminal. But hey, that's just me. And Minnesota has the National Guard on scene. Derek Chauvin has been released from jail in the Floyd case with $1 million bond. You know, I don't know much about Chauvin. We've learned some stuff about him. Maybe he's a dirtbag. Maybe he's a nice guy. It's irrelevant. He should have probably not even spent more than 24 hours in jail for what happened to George Floyd. George Floyd died of a drug overdose. George Floyd was a criminal. George Floyd had the cops called on him that day, and Chauvin, in his activity, did by the books what you're supposed to do in that situation, which was an odd situation considering Floyd was freaking out on a drug overdose and requested to be removed from the vehicle and put on the ground. Now, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Let the meth head who's foaming at the mouth during a drug overdose just go freely? What is he supposed to do? Sure, he could have tried to take him to a hospital. He doesn't know what's going on. Floyd's resisting arrest. He's a known criminal that got the cops called on him. He's dropping bags of drugs on the scene of the crime. But hey, let's get pissed that that guy got out of jail. Shouldn't have been in jail that long. Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't be in jail still. Meanwhile, these people never wind up in jail. Democrat Party official arrested for pulling knife on women for Trump. The communications director for the Democrat Party of Washington County, Oregon, was arrested after pulling a knife on a female Trump supporter at an outdoor event hosted by Oregon Women for Trump. Clayton John Callahan was arrested. My guess is he's probably already been released from jail. I don't have all the details in this story. But that's a hate crime. And see, but here's the thing. It's all a hate crime. Every time a damn dirtbag Democrat liberal assaults a Trump supporter, it's a hate crime. It never gets charged as a hate crime. So he may still be in jail, but he's one of the only ones that wound up in jail. You know, you saw the story on the Alex Jones Show where teachers in the digital classroom are harassing and bullying students that support Trump or say, hey, I like President Trump on an essay. Teacher goes on anti-Trump rant after 10-year-old says he admires the president, lies to student's mom when confronted. And I was listening to the tape. The student's mom is clearly an immigrant. You can hear her accent. Turns out she's from Honduras. And, but you know, oh, Trump's anti-immigrant. And then the immigrant's kid is in the class saying how much he loves Trump, and the teacher bullies him for it. And then the parent calls the teacher an immigrant and says, why are you doing this to my son? And he says, your son's bad.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
President Trump has just released this video from the White House.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses, the greatest first responders, law enforcement, by the way, incredible, firefighters, everybody. They're just great. We have great people. This is a great country. But I spent 4 days there, and I went in. I wasn't feeling so hot. And within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. I have emergency use authorization all set, and we got to get it signed now. And you're going to get better. You're going to get better really fast. This is things that nobody even thought of a few months ago. The job that the scientists, the labs, everybody have done is incredible. Then in addition to that, you have various other drugs that help a lot. But these, I view these, I know they call them therapeutic. But to me, it wasn't therapeutic. It just made me better. Okay? I call that a cure. So I want to get these things done. So we have to get them done. We have to get them approved. I want to get them to the hospitals where people are feeling badly. That's much more important to me than the vaccine. But on the vaccines, we have many companies that are in final stages for the vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, all great companies, but many of them. And we're going to have a great vaccine very, very shortly. I think we should have it before the election, but frankly, the politics gets involved, and that's okay. They want to play their games. It's going to be right after the election. But we did it, nobody else. Nobody else would have been able to do it. The FDA has acted as quickly as they've ever acted in history. There's never been a time, and no president's ever pushed them like I pushed them either, to be honest with you. But the FDA is approving things in a matter of weeks that used to take a matter of years. So we have these drugs, Eli Lilly and the others that are so good, but they are, in my opinion, remember this, they're going to say that they're therapeutic, and I guess they are therapeutic. Some people don't know how to define therapeutic. I view it different. It's a cure. For me, I walked in. I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president. Because I feel great. I feel like perfect. So I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible. And I think if I didn't catch it, we'd be looking at that like a number of other drugs. But it really did a fantastic job. I want to get for you what I got, and I'm going to make it free. You're not going to pay for it. It wasn't your fault that this happened. It was China's fault, and China's going to pay a big price what they've done to this country. China's going to pay a big price what they've done to the world. This was China's fault, and just remember that. So we're going to get you the drug. It's going to be free. We're going to get it into the hospital.
All right, folks, there's like 30 seconds left, but that is just an incredible five-minute report from President Trump. I'm going to respond to that on the other side with Deanna Lorraine. Don't go anywhere unless it's Infowars.com/moneybomb.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
We're into the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, not the final hour today. The final hour will be the next hour, 4 hours of the War Room during the InfoWars Save America Money Bomb. Go to Infowars.com/moneybomb for all the live shows. We're going to be live all the way up to midnight tomorrow. And of course, that is where you can sponsor InfoWars in our fight for freedom against tyranny and in our fight against the fake news and against all the people trying to destroy America. Now, I don't even think Deanna's seen this video yet. The president literally just put it out. So I'm going to kind of give my response here, and Deanna can go off what I'm saying. But folks, that was an incredible, we'll call it a report, really, an update from President Trump in front of the White House. And there's so much to unpack. First of all, he does look as healthy as he's ever looked. He looks, in fact, it's almost like more healthy than he's ever been.
Pretty tan.
So, you know, the makeup's obviously on everything, but there's definitely a new energy. There's definitely a new energy there. I'm hoping that's a good thing. I'm hoping that's a good new energy that he has. Now, when he talks about the vaccine, now this is the key. I mean, President Trump did it again, folks, and we got mad at him, but whether this was a chess move or it all worked out, he's done it again. Now, here's what he's alluding to. FDA wants 2 months of safety data before considering COVID-19 vaccine. Now, normally this even wouldn't be a story. Nobody even care. Nobody even know. They just roll it out. If it kills a million people, they don't care. They're not liable. But see, because the president pressured them to get the vaccine out as soon as possible, then he said, well, whoa, hey, hold on now. We can't do that. And as the president said, they're going to wait till after the election. And now that's what they're saying. So, and now the president, though, has said, hey, I got COVID. I've got a cure. We don't even need a vaccine. Maybe not checkmate, but he's put them in check. So where do they go from here? Do they release a faulty vaccine that nobody even wants? Do we get a quote unquote cure, whether it's Regeneron or any of this other stuff, before that people start taking? So, I mean, that's just, that is just such a huge move there. And then on the geopolitical scale, blaming China, saying they're going to pay. And then saying he's going to provide the drug for free? There goes the media's narrative that, oh, well, he's the president. And, you know, of course he has the best doctors. How dare he say that? You know, the average American doesn't have that. That's how elitist of him. Well, he just said that you're going to get it for free. I mean, he just went, boom, checked you on the vaccines. Boom, checked you on the COVID. Boom, checked you on the narrative that, oh, I'm the president. I can only get access to it. And boom, checked you on the narrative that it's my fault. No, it's China's fault. I mean, this is such a huge, momentous statement from President Trump. And I think, you know, we've seen him back on Twitter. I think he's back. I mean, to me, he looks back. There's a new energy. I'm hoping it's good. I'm hoping there's a good new energy. It could go either way. We'll have to see. But to me, this looks like the president is back and better than ever. And I'm hoping that we've got many October surprises around the corner.
I love it. I mean, it was just October 1st and it was like, hello, October, October surprise. Here I come. I've got COVID. And then everyone was scared. I mean, everyone in the world, we were scared. We're like, what's going to happen? It's going to go one way or the other. It's going to be either he emerges out of this saying, oh my gosh, everyone was right. This is a really serious virus and we all have to wear mandated masks and we all have to get mandated vaccines, shut down the world. Or it was going to go the other route, which it seems like it is. And that is, hey, guess what? I'm a 77-year-old man. I have COVID and I went to the hospital out of good measure and I came out and I'm fully alive, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Monday morning.
Less than a week.
Yeah, 3 days, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. He didn't have to get on the freaking ventilator. He didn't have to take a vaccine. He didn't die, although the media and the left wishes that he was dead. But this is, you know, he emerged and he is in the most quote-unquote vulnerable category, according to them. He should have serious complications, according to them. So he's busting every single narrative, and I love it. It sounds like he's going to blow the whole COVID out of the water. He's going to be the whistleblower for COVID, for the COVID hoax. And it starts this week. This is the beginning of it. Saying, I have COVID. Number two, here I come, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm healthy, and I've survived. And number three, that I love this one, too. I love this because their biggest thing that they have on him right now is the COVID narrative. It's, you know, you have 200,000 lives under your belt. You've handled this irresponsibly. That's their biggest attack. That's really their only attack. And I love that now he's going to go to the next debate saying, huh, I went to the school of COVID. I've got COVID. And Joe, what do you have? You don't have COVID. And I know more than you do. And here's what I know.
Yeah, he controls the narrative.
I love it. Yes.
He's in total control.
What's Joe going to say now? Oh, you know, I don't believe you that you got COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really, he's putting everyone.
I'd love to see that.
Right. Oh, I don't believe you. I think you're lying that you don't have COVID. Everything is blown out of the water. I love it. And now with the vaccines too, he's pushing the FDA in a corner to make it more safe, make it more healthy, take more time, or just maybe not release it at all.
Well, and they're going to release it. I mean, there's already the billions of dollars out there. I mean, Big Pharma is going to get their check and nobody likes that, but he's defeated their narrative. He's gotten out in front of the forced vaccination and that's what's really key about it.
Yeah, that was important.
He got in front of the forced vaccination and you know, I just don't see how they can use this against him anymore. I mean, we know that they will, but he has all the cards in his hand. You know, he has all cards in his hand at this point. And if they really want to go down that road, he can completely devastate them on the COVID narrative.
Yeah.
And beating it was like the greatest victory ever.
Because the funny thing is it's really pushing them in the corner. We have most of these liberals and left-wing media losing their brains, losing their minds in saying that he's faking it. He faked this. He's faking it. He's not really that sick or he's not sick at all. He doesn't have COVID. I mean, what does that say? You can't really do that because they've spent all this time saying that.
Well, it's because
we can't
they
call
fake
it a
stuff.
Right.
That
yeah.
is, they fake stuff all the time.
That's true.
And so now they're like, oh, is Trump doing what we do and faking stuff?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but.
Maybe it's staged. They stage things all the time. They stage things.
You know, we talk about this a lot. Like, do we start to use the same level of in the propaganda war that they used to have victory? I mean, I'm not saying Trump is doing that, but I wouldn't feel bad if he did.
Yeah.
And you know, here's another one too. That we can pay attention to. And by the way, Kayleigh McEnany went on Sean Hannity saying, yeah, I tested positive for COVID, never felt a symptom. Feel great.
Yeah, asymptomatic carrier, so to speak.
But you have a 90-year-old here, Bobby Bowden, who's a famous college football coach. I believe he's even in the College Football Hall of Fame. But he's 90 years old, just tested positive for COVID. He went in, he needed a knee surgery or something, which is actually really dangerous if you're old. If you have knee surgery, it could kill you. But he goes in for surgery. They test him for COVID because you have to get tested. Test positive, and he's like, I don't feel any symptoms. I feel fine. Mm-hmm. He's 90. He's 90. He's not getting any younger. He's having other issues, and he's probably not going to die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just shows you how this whole thing is just been blown way out of proportion. They fudged all the numbers. Oh, Deanna, I had somebody tell me. So you have an elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
I believe in his 80s. Okay. Mm-hmm. He gets COVID back in, I think, March or May or something. Okay. Pretty sick. Back home healthy in a week, all right? In a week. Few months down the road, he dies of natural causes, old age.
Yeah.
Guess what was on his death certificate?
Died from COVID?
Died from COVID.
Wow. That's criminal.
And here's what you find out, though. So the CDC and the UN have put out all of these mandates of how you basically tally this stuff. And if you don't tally it and I know we've reported this before. It's just more proof positive.
Yeah.
If you don't tally it how they tell you to, then you don't get your funding.
Yeah.
So of course they're going to write COVID positive for the debt. They need that 12 grand.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They get their money. I mean, it's like the Grim Reaper, and then they make money being a Grim Reaper. I've never heard of this before, but have you ever seen so many people be gleeful and excited when people die? You know, it's like they're collecting these deaths in their souls. Oh,
yeah, like they were ready to get
COVID.
The death count back right. up. Like, we got a death count.
Another death count. Yeah, they added to the death count.
I could
like
do death counts every
them.
Day.
It's so weird. It's so creepy. But this is what they're doing, and they're making money from it. And they're so mad. They're so irritated that Trump came out swinging. They thought, oh, this is going to be big. He's going to be out of the game for 3 weeks. He's going to get COVID. He's going to finally realize it's mandated masks and everything. And he didn't. And I love it. I'm loving every second of it, honestly. It's pushing everyone into a corner. And again, the best thing is going to be at the debate. What is Joe Biden going to say at him? You don't understand coronavirus.
Yeah.
You don't understand all of these people are going through. Well, I had coronavirus.
You're not sympathetic to the COVID patients.
Right. Oh, I had it. I mean, yeah. It's going to be so funny to watch this debate next. I mean, really, what are they going to throw at him?
Well, they may. You know what? Because here's the thing. Either Trump faked it or they intentionally got it somehow into the White House. Maybe they put it on his podium in the last debate.
Right.
Because
it's just like
there's nothing you can do, folks. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't.
It's like the flu.
Of protection around the president and still everybody got it. I mean, come on. So
it's a little weird.
Yeah.
After all this time, how many people has he hung out with?
So it's either like, hey, if the president can get it, your mask ain't doing a damn thing.
That's true.
So take off the stupid mask and get over it.
Yeah.
It's a flu season. All right, Deanna Lorraine in studio with us. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. And your phone calls. Don't forget about the phone calls.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even don't believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. We've had a lot of people that have been on hold, but I mean, the news, it just continues to break here, folks. The story is up at Infowars.com from Jamie White. Ex-NSA chief Michael Hayden calls ex-DNI Rich Grenell a-hole for exposing Obamagate scandal. And he did it right on Twitter, folks. So Rich Grenell, Trump acolyte, if you will, Trump supporter, I mean, he's on the team, folks, says proof Barack Obama and Joe Biden directed their administration to use powers of government to attack Donald Trump campaign and then transition. The Susan Rice email to herself, very suspicious, where she says, we'll do everything by the book. Yeah, that's what you say after you just did things criminally. After the Oval Office meeting was part of a cover-up. And then General Michael Hayden responds, you're an a-hole. Really? That's all on Twitter. So, okay. Well, this tells us something about Michael Hayden. He probably committed treason and is crapping his britches like Jerry Nadler. And Grenell responds, I see you don't like to be exposed, and so you resort to name-calling. Transparency isn't political. So Hayden is going down with Brennan, with Comey, with Clapper, with Rice, with Biden, with Obama, with Clinton, with all of them. They're all in the crosshairs of justice now. It's just a matter of really getting Haspel out and getting Ray out. Then the onus – see, here's the problem. The CIA won't declassify or release – the FBI won't do an investigation because Haspel and Ray were both in on it. Barr was not in on it. Barr's from the deep state, but he may be ready and willing to do this stuff. He may be ready and willing. So then the onus will fall on Barr if you bring in a CIA director and an FBI director that will actually do their job. Then we can see if Barr's the real deal or not. But he's had Haspel and Ray stopping the gaps here from getting this information out. So, I mean, this is just incredible. We're going to go to your calls, but Deanna, what do you think about all this?
Well, it's time to get them out. We got to smoke the monsters out, smoke the moles out. And obviously, Ray is a mole. Gina Haspel. I mean, these are people that I don't know why they were put there in the first place, but they're there. And we need to blow open the whole Obamagate, the whole Spygate, everything, and hold these people accountable. And it just hasn't been done yet. It's just been dragging on and dragging on, dragging on. And, you know, people need justice. We need to see that these people are going to be held accountable. And I hope that these are the first steps towards it.
Well, you can tell they're panicking when Big Mike goes out and does the
desperate campaign video
saying vote for Biden like your lives depend on it. And if you don't, you're racist and morally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, she said
desperation mode.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood doing softcore porn to getting you to vote Biden.
I mean, and she was saying that if you criticize Black Lives Matter at all, or if you're at all critical of the protests, the peaceful protests, you're racist. She literally says this in the video yesterday. You're racist for criticizing any of the peaceful protests, even the riots, because they were there out of passion. They were inflamed out of passion. They were starving for justice. And when they're looting, they're not just looting. They're looting because they're starving for justice.
It's their righteous anger.
And they're starving for bread. And they come out with
bread.
High heels and shoes and big screen TVs.
Shit's incredible. All right, let's go to the phone calls here, and we'll go down to, let's see who's been holding the longest here. All right, looking at all the callers, it is Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Owen Norris, Texas Ranger. What's going on, brother?
Doing good, man, here on the InfoWars Money Bomb.
All right. God bless you guys. Deanna, God bless you.
God bless you.
The crew, and God bless all the listeners. Listen, is Ed Markey, Senate race with Kevin O'Connor up here in Massachusetts, district, I really don't want to say the district, but there's something going on with the ballots, guys. I went to the poll, voted in person, no Republican ballots.
Wow.
Called the election commission, waited an hour to vote in person. And then when I got my ballot, it was folded in three.
Hmm.
Like a cram job?
I don't know. I don't know if they stuffed it in an envelope. I don't know. Maybe you guys could do it. Nobody wants. And then I
was Trump's name whited out with white
no,
out?
No, it was just a local Senate race. It was basically a local Senate race between the Kennedy. There was a Kennedy on the ballot.
I've been hearing this stuff a lot.
What is it?
I've been hearing this stuff a lot all over the U.S.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to. That's why I waited to talk to you guys. And I called a couple of people out from other states and called them up and see. And they said this is going on all over the country where I can't get a Republican ballot. Mostly the state I live in and the district I live in is mostly Democrat. And what are they trying to deter people from voting Republican, and they're just going to walk away from the from the polling place?
Well, of course they are. Is Charlie Baker doing anything about this?
I've been talking. I'm very outspoken, Owen, with my local, like, talk on the local radio shows around here. I'm very outspoken. I was just pulled over the other day.
Is Howie Carr covering this?
Nobody wants to cover it because there's a lot of people that are afraid to, Owen. Because I think
Howie Carr's always been afraid of his own shadow. I mean, he's kind of come around in the latest years. I've heard things. I'm not going to go after Howie Carr, but I mean, he's no hardcore fighter. I mean, let's be real. And neither is Charlie Baker.
No, I don't have any faith in Charlie Baker. I mean, with this mask mandate and then Ed Markey saying he wants to impose a $300 mandate plus other penalties, I'm like, what's wrong with this, man? Don't these people know this is just a form of tyranny?
Well, here's what it is, Ken, and your specific case is just another sign, another symptom. The Democrats are literally pulling every single lever to steal this election. I mean, anything. Yeah, if they can throw away Republican ballots, they're going to do it. They've been caught doing it. Literally, they've been caught doing it.
Dumping it in ditches, in rivers. I mean, they're being brazen about it. Like, it's everywhere, and they don't really care. I think I heard some were showing up in a shredded on the street.
They found a semi-truck with a bunch of shredded up ballots.
Yeah, all for Trump. No worries.
Yeah, the military ballots really, that they found.
They're shameless right now, and that's actually what's pretty scary is that they're shameless.
But think about that, though. That's the crazy thing, Ken, is that you're probably just dealing with, like, a local-level Democrat dirtbag, not even connected to anybody in the party or anybody in power, but takes it into their own power and says, ooh, here's some Trump ballots. I'm going to rip them up. I'm going to make sure nobody votes Trump here. Mm. I mean, even the street-level Democrat has turned into a criminal thug.
Well, what if this was a test run, Owen? What if this was a test run because it was a local preliminary, right, election? And I heard there's some people that don't want to talk about it. Like I said before, it's the whole New England area. We can even be talking about New Hampshire here. Because there's a lot of people that were involved in this that are afraid to get indicted. That's why they can't really talk about it. Nobody's talking about it in my area.
Well, and that's kind of what they do, too. Yeah, and that's what they do, too, Ken. And thank you so much for the call. It's kind of like, you know, with nurses or doctors and malpractice and stuff. It's like, you know, you could end up in a bad situation. And you're like, oh, my gosh. But it's like then you're in the system. It's like then you're in the system and you have to go along with it. I'm not demonizing doctors and nurses. It's just it's like it's the same thing. It's like, oh. Like, oh, I'm involved in this election. I'm involved in the election commission. It's like, oh, my gosh, and all this is going on. Oh, I could be liable here. And so then they don't want to see anything happen because they're afraid for their own skin.
It's so crazy, though. I mean, that's why the CDC people aren't speaking up. The doctors, the healthcare workers on the front lines, they have seen some shady stuff in the last 6 months, and they're not speaking up about it. Same with the election people. I know they're seeing stuff, but they're afraid to speak up. I hate it. But we've got to at this point. I mean, put a mask on over your face, change your name, say something, have a voice changer on. Go and do something because we need people to speak up.
People are, though, and now I think it's armyfortrump.com is recruiting poll watchers. Armyfortrump.com. Nice.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government, and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
2007 in the United States, you saw 234,000 deaths a month. 2018 in the United States, you saw 235,000 deaths a month. 2019 in the United States, you saw 200,039 deaths a month. And in 2020, so far, you have 236,000 deaths a month, actually down from the previous year.
Wow.
There's your fake pandemic, folks.
Boom.
Totally exposed.
Boom. False. There it is. The numbers don't lie. I mean, they're taking the deaths from other things, from other places, and then mixing them all into COVID, inflating COVID deaths. And then on top of that, the deaths from pneumonia.
Not to mention sending in the COVID to the nursing homes to kill old people.
Right.
Probably resulted in
Here's a grenade. Let me throw it in the nursing home. And
I mean,
kill
literally, that probably resulted. I mean, you know, old
didn't
people
they say
go.
At least 40% of the deaths from COVID?
Well,
those
were kind of opening numbers. I would say, realistically speaking, you probably had at least 10 to 40,000 people unnecessarily die of COVID because they sent them into nursing homes.
Right. And it's like, you know, if they want to arrest or talk about who's responsible instead of blaming Trump, why don't they just arrest Cuomo, Cuomo brothers, Andrew Cuomo for spreading COVID and Chris Cuomo for spreading fear. And then we got, you know, Whitmer and that was pretty much it. Just a couple of those Democrat governors who deliberately infected the nursing homes. That's it. Why, you know, it's amazing that nobody talks about them at the Democrat debates. No one talks about the deliberate infection of COVID.
To.
Right. But they
You're
can talk about
to blame Trump.
Trump's the boogeyman.
And get way, Steve Scully, the anti-Trumper from C-SPAN, is going to be all up Trump's rear end during this next debate. So Trump will be debating two people again. All right. We got the VP debates coming up tonight. Deanna Lorraine will be live on air. I'm going to come in and do post-debate coverage. I'm still going to be with you for another hour and a half. Alex Jones will be back on air. It's part of the InfoWars Money Bomb. 40 hours live spectacular. Go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb right now for more information and to become a sponsor, folks. Become a sponsor of InfoWars. Go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb right now. Okay, let's go back out to the phone lines and go to Matt in Boston. Matt, go ahead.
Oh, and wow. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan of you and Deanna, and of course, Alice. You guys are doing God's work out there.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
From Boston. You're welcome. You're welcome. Love watching the show. I watch it every night. Been watching it for probably going on over 10 years. Big fan of the supplements, too. But I just heard one of my Massachusetts brethren call in, and I was hyped to hear that because you don't get a lot of liberals calling into the show, I've noticed. And well, from the liberal states, I'm certainly not a liberal. But he brought up some really good points. I mean, there's nothing but tomfoolery going on in Massachusetts when it comes to elections. Like, you can't even hope to have a Republican come in. We had Shiva. My sister voted for him. I voted for him. Thousands of this guy's ballots got thrown out. He's trying to raise the claim of election fraud, falling on deaf ears because this is fascist liberal Massachusetts. And it's only getting worse.
And I probably covered that, I mean, maybe more than anyone else in media. I mean, I consider Dr. Shiva a friend, and I was even boots on the ground for that story. I mean, they kept him out of debates.
Wow.
They kept him off of the ballot. They literally kicked him out of debates, kicked him off the ballot. And that was the Republicans that did that. The Republicans in Massachusetts are Democrats.
Absolutely. They're as crooked as question marks, man. It's ridiculous. So that's why. Also, growing up in the Boston area, Ed Markey actually graduated from my high school 20 years before me or so. Buddies of mine worked for his campaign for years. I'm disgusted by that guy. I can't even believe him. Mike Bloomberg grew up the town next to me. I went to a college, so Clarence Thomas, Fauci, Chris Matthews went to their fellow alumni, so you can kind of figure out where I went to school and studied economics. And I'm just, like, beside myself. Like, had my first confrontation the other day outside of a store, standing outside about a mask. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, outside in the parking lot, they're coming over. I speak up. I'm like, I'm not putting the mask on until I walk in, guys. Come on, this is just ridiculous. And the only person to speak up was some, like, 20-something little slave who told me to stop being a D-head and put the mask on.
Wow.
So, I mean, he obviously, yeah, he gets a piece of my mind, and I walked away peacefully, and, you know, and that was that. But it's like, when?
Well, what, you know, let me ask you a question, Matt. What happened to the East Coast? Because I used to go there with my dad as a kid, and I used to love going to New York and Boston specifically because there was a different mentality than in the Midwest. And it was, you know, hustle bustle. Like, yeah, you know, someone will bump into you on the street and say, you know, get lost, jerk. I liked that.
Toughness.
It was like, yeah, it was individual. It's like, hey, I got something to do, bud. Get the hell out of my way. But at the same time, people were calm. People were nice. If you wanted to talk to them, you could. But it's like now it's just like you get heckled for not wearing a mask. I mean, seriously, like I feel like 10, 20 years ago in New York or Boston, you heckle someone over a mask, they kick your ass. Now it's like, oh, yeah, wear the mask.
It's so weird. Where'd their balls go? Excuse my language.
No, I totally agree. And the only thing I can equate it to is liberal brainwashing in the education system. And I saw it at Holy Cross, man. I came out with a quick brainwash and had to like shake that off. But the only good thing about the information they gave me at Holy Cross, because it was such a good school, was they gave me all those statistics about the media companies and how they own this and that. And then once I started learning about the economics of the Federal Reserve and they can loan out 10x more than what you deposit, I raised my hand in class and said, that sounds like the most unbelievable scam that's ever been perpetrated on the people.
Oh, if people ever studied fractional reserve banking, we basically have monopoly money. I mean, really, it's a fiat currency. It's printed out of thin air. The value is in the confidence, and worldwide, the value is in basically the free trade market or the petrodollar, which is, you know, one of the big ones. Matt, thank you so much for the call. Wait, I got to jump.
Owen, can I make one more?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that was the crew. That wasn't me. That was the crew. I apologize. I'm sorry, Matt. Let's go to George in New York. George, go ahead. Hey, George. All right, somebody back there is asleep. All right, go ahead, George.
Owen? Yeah, Owen, I'm calling about the McCluskeys last night that they got indicted. What type of country do we live in when you're protecting your home and your property? They break down the gate in front of your house and you can't protect yourself, and it's crazy. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's the George Soros. No, here's, let me answer your question. It's the George Soros commie thug mob rule world is what it is. The whole reason they're being indicted is because it's a Soros DA. I mean, it's Kim Gardner, right? Soros DA hates white people. And so, yeah, that's what you get.
And they're stringing him up as an example, like tarring and feathering him. Hey, this is what happens, everyone. This is what happens if you fight back, if you exercise your Second Amendment and your right to protect yourself. This is what you're going to turn into. So don't do it. It's discouraging. It's to instill fear.
Exactly. So when do we go on the offense and fight these people, whether it's Barr? I mean, who's on our side to stop this?
I mean, you got Trump and
good
us.
Question.
I mean, it's us and it's Trump. I mean, that's
it. Really it. I mean, I don't trust anyone else to defend us anymore. You know, it's just us, really. We're flying in the wind.
I mean, the way it looks like we're going for a civil war, because if the good people eventually are going to be like, we can't protect ourselves. Well, sooner or later, it's,
you know, I hope we don't get to that point, because the cold civil war that's been happening in D.C. is starting to come to the surface. And so that may ease some of the tensions on the streets before it makes it worse if we don't have any settlements there. But
I just think we got to pray to God and hopefully, you know, good triumphs over evil, because this it makes no sense. It's just like the world's upside down.
Yeah, it really is. George, amen. Thank you so much for the call. I mean, Deanna, it's the total clown world. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it.
It's inverted. Yeah. It's backwards. And it's sad, you know, because good patriots who are honest, who want to stand up for us, who have the will to fight, they're, you know, it's human nature going to get a little discouraged when you see people strung up like this, like the McCloskeys or like Kyle Rittenhouse. It's going to discourage you a little bit from fighting and protecting yourself. It's horrible.
Absolutely.
But we can't get discouraged. We have to fight. I mean, it's heroes like them. They're really a hero for all of us because they're brave. They're the whipping boy pretty much for everyone else, and they're taking the heat and setting the example that we still have to fight.
Using yourself to show, it's like using yourself as a martyr to show the two-tiered justice. It's like when I got arrested in the Capitol after they had 10 protesters out there the day before, but I can't.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
We've got one more segment here with Deanna Lorraine. She's going to be back live when I sign off at 7 o'clock. She'll be hosting the election countdown, which tonight, they'll be covering the vice presidential debate. Mike Pence, Camel Toe Harris, yeah. Alex Jones will be back in studio. And then I'll be back post-debate for some coverage as well, because I know you just can't get enough of me. I mean, obviously, I'm not on enough.
Nope, so irresistible.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope that the debate tonight...
Yeah,
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it civilized. You know, the vice presidential debates maybe are a little more civilized. There's not as much contentions there, but...
I think so.
I'd like to see Pence, though, really not hold back whenever he gets an opportunity.
Yeah. Pence is civilized. I mean, that's kind of who he is.
Right.
He's smooth. He's more PC.
But I've never seen even Kamala. I mean, Kamala can't have a discussion on anything substantial.
Camel Toe, remember, she is a prosecutor, though, right? I mean, she does do that. So, yeah, I would say she's a decent public speaker. And she's enough of that Obama ease, you know, language where she's
like,
come on.
Yeah, they did give her the Michelle Obama training.
Oh, yeah. It's Michelle Obama. Yeah. It's Barack Obama. It's Colin.
She may wear Pims.
She might.
She might come out in Timberlands just to be hip.
Right. She
maybe
probably
in a Tupac,
will.
With a Tupac hologram.
I was going to say, I think that she should absolutely wear a Tupac shirt. I don't know. Trump said that today too. He's like, we should make room for Tupac in the audience. And that's great. But, you know, she'll say, like, you know, some folks just don't have enough opportunity as other folks. you know, she'll talk like that and that'll work for her crowd. I want to see fierceness from Mike Pence, a little more fierceness, because I think he's a little too buttoned up sometimes. And I want to see him. I want to see him a little more Trump-like, a little, you know, let it out a little bit tonight.
If they are able to stick to policy and substance, though, mm-hmm. then I think that would be the best thing for Trump and for Mike Pence, because I mean, policy, substance, the Democrats, that's a losing argument for them. That's why they don't do it.
Right. Yeah. And there's not much they can go. And he needs to attack her on her record. You know, she doesn't have the best record, especially with the black community who she attempts to serve.
Awful. And then she, I mean, steals valor. The left gives all the valor to black Americans as victims. And she's now going to steal that. Like, oh, I'm a black American. I know your plight. Your parents owned slaves, witch.
Yeah. And then her own dad called her out. Remember that? Yeah. Remember the expose he wrote on her saying, you know, you're acting like all Jamaicans are like, you know, pot smoking, you know, Bob Marley, listening to, you know, potheads. And that's not us. That's not how we raised you.
Come on.
And they said that they definitively disowned and separated themselves from Kamala, which you don't get much lower than that. And they spelled out her pandering. You know, this is a weak attempt at pandering with lies. That was her own father who said that. So I want to see more of that. I want to see some blows from Mike Pence. And I want to say, you know, hey, is Tupac, you know, your friend that is alive? Is he in the audience? Did you listen to him last night? Who's still alive?
There's a,
there's
a famous line. I believe the movie is National Security with Martin mm-hmm. Lawrence. And there's a famous line where, he's talking to his partner who's white, and he's going through all this stuff, and he makes a joke. He goes, you know what you are? And the white guy's like, what? He goes, you're black. You're black. And it's funny because, I mean, the average American, I won't even say it. But Kamala Harris, she lies about her heritage, folks.
Everything. How hard is it if she would have just said, you know,
She doesn't know the struggle of a black American at all. She doesn't know the struggle of anybody.
Yeah. From her white gates in Atherton, Northern California. You know, and again, it was one question, and the interview even said this was supposed to be a softball question. You know, what's your favorite rapper alive? And she couldn't even answer it. You know, looking around for help. Help me, handlers. Help me get out of this one.
She could have just said, I don't listen to rap. No, she just said, Tupac.
That would have been honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
If she just said that, maybe they would have respected her more. But no.
She has to pretend to be an African American from the city. So she says, yeah, I listen to rap. I wear Tim's.
And she thinks all black people listen to rap too, which is racist. Just like Hillary thinking all black people have hot sauce in their purses. I mean, that's racist. But anyways, before we move on to the calls, you know, I say Kamala is demanding that there be plexiglass in between her and Mike Pence tonight at the debate. So that should be interesting to see the debate tonight with plexiglass in between them, as if that's somehow going to magically stop COVID, the COVID germs all around. Plexiglass, woo!
Now make sure you're properly stationed behind the plexiglass before we can start tonight's debate and be COVID safe.
Right, and she's demanding a mask and then hand sanitizer every 30 seconds.
They already reported she tested negative. I haven't seen anything on whether Pence was tested. All right, let's take a phone call. And we go to Beefy in Virginia. Go ahead, Beefy. He's Beefy.
What's up, Owen the Destroyer? Woo. And Deanna, you need one. Deanna, the Obliterator.
Obliterator. Yeah, there we go.
I wanted to talk to you guys because today I left work early and I went to, as you know, Virginia is open for early in-person voting.
Mm.
And I went to the polling station and I megaphoned and I wore my Impeach This shirt with Trump flipping them off because
we're
all a walking billboard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, unfortunately, I was, you know, spitting all the facts. Joe Biden, a vote for him is a vote for communism, a late term after birth abortion, the destruction of America, all this good stuff. But I was still getting more brainwashed CNN watchers flipping me off than people giving me the thumbs up. And I'm just wondering what you think the best way to really talk to these people are.
Well, I don't know. They probably don't want to talk to you. But I don't know if I would take too much out of that. I mean, Virginia will probably go blue. But here's what I take away from that. You know, being a Trump supporter or a conservative in Virginia is like being in Fight Club. The first rule is you don't talk about Fight Club. They don't want to admit they're a conservative. They don't want to admit they're a Trump supporter. And you know why. Everybody knows why. The left's going to bully you. They're going to harass you. They're going to torment you. So nobody wants to deal with that. They just want to go vote in peace. But the left is so amplified. They have the little establishment behind them. They're all hyped up on their own hatred. Yeah, they're going to flick you off. They're going to tell you to F off.
Yeah, and it happened all day, and it was pretty unfortunate. And any time it happened, I would just say, you know, God bless you. I'll pray for you. I'm sorry you're so unkind right now, but yeah. It's just a shame.
I mean, you can come up with some one-liners to hit them with, or you can just go with the kill them with kindness. I mean, it's like I wear my Trump hat to the gym every day. I'm not looking for a political conversation, but, hey, I need Trump to win Texas. If somebody wants to give me something, I'll say, hey, well, now hold on a second.
I also wanted to mention there's a guy. His name is Salty Cracker. I don't know if you know him, but he always uses your guys' articles as a good source of accurate information and news.
Salty Cracker?
I really think he'd be worth having on the show. Yeah, Salty Cracker. He's great.
Sometimes I'm a Salty Cracker.
I was just going to say that
buddy.
About me.
Sometimes I'm a bit of a Salty Cracker.
With extra salt.
You know what? Speaking of that, all right. Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Beefy.
Thank you, Beefy. Yeah. Woo! Beefy. Speaking, we should have Beefy on more often.
Speaking of a Salty Cracker, guys, we're going to do this. Let's just do this live. Now, I meant to make a big thing of this, and I got lost in translation. I'm not seeing anybody else pick this up. I'm going to put this video on Bandout Video on the War Room channel so that you can make this go viral. This ends Joe Biden. This ends Joe Biden. Okay. In fact, Pence should bring this up tonight. If anybody on Pence's team is listening, we're going to upload this video to Bandout Video. It's only a 9-second clip, but, listen, this is Joe Biden. Listen to what Joe Biden said during a congressional hearing, just a few decades ago.
Few decades
allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
So
that's it.
I mean, should we play it again? Let's play Joe Biden again using the N-word. Go ahead, guys.
Allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Now, look. He wanted to say the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
He could have easily just said N-word or he could have said Negro, which was still kind of, you know, appropriate or the right word to use at the time. But no, he went full on N-bomb, hard R, and looked at the camera, looked at the guy when he said he wanted to say the N-word.
You could tell. He was itching to.
Yeah.
He was just like, I get to say the N-word right now. He was so excited. You could tell this was not, you know, because other people have said that in that context and they say the N-word. He loved it in that moment. He wanted to say it. He was itching for it.
Let's
right.
Let's play it one more time.
One more for good measure and spread this around everywhere.
Allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Now, look, I personally, the whole hype over the N-word to me is just dumb. It's like, it's used every day in rap music, but
they call
each other the wrong person uses it. But anyway, I don't even care. I don't need to say it. It's not a big deal to me. He wanted to say it. And so he'll get away with it though. The left will never, if Donald Trump ever said the N-word on any tape, it would be the end of the world.
Right. Even if he was quoting someone else, but that or the you ain't black, which is, they're clearly racist. No. Oh, it's making excuses for him.
Band.video. Joe Biden uses the N-word twice on television. That's the title. Joe Biden uses the N-word twice on television. We're going to put that on Bandout Video. Spread it far and wide, folks. Make Kamala Harris denounce Joe Biden for using the N-word. Deanna Lorraine, you're going to be live in an hour.
7 to 9, guys. Watch 7 to 9, the debates.